Exclusive: House GOP Whip Tom Emmer slams Dems, reporters for support of Hate America rally. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 10, 2025. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, criticized Democrats and left-wing journalists for supporting the upcoming Hate America rally being held next week. In a statement to Breitbart News, Emmer condemned Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, for holding the government hostage because he is afraid of the pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist wing of the Democrat Party. Chuck Schumer is holding the government hostage because he is afraid of the pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist wing of his party, Emmer said. As our military men and women are risking their lives to fight without pay, terrorists across the globe, Schumer is fighting to keep the government closed to appease the pro-terrorist crowd at the Hate America rally. In a post on X, Aaron Ruper shared a video in which Emmer spoke during a press conference about the ongoing government shutdown and how Democrats were trying to score political points with the terrorist wing of their party ahead of the Hate America rally next week. This about one thing and one thing only: to score political points with the terrorist wing of their party, which is set to hold a Hate America rally in D.C. next week, Emmer said. Never Trump or former Representative Joe Walsh, Ariel, also shared a video and a post on X of House Speaker Mike Johnson talking about the Hate America rally that is scheduled to be held on October 18. In the video, Johnson said the Antifa crowd and the pro-Hamas crowd and the Marxists were going to gather on the Mall in Washington, D.C., and added that some House Democrats were allegedly selling T-shirts for the rally. "My former political party is scared to death of these hashtag No Kings rallies," Walsh said. "That's great. So let's have a gazillion Americans out rallying all around the country on October 18th. Let's scare the shit out of Trump and his party." Politico reported that what Johnson and other Republicans labeled as a Hate America rally was a No Kings protest march. The No Kings movement first sprang up as counter-programming to a military parade spearheaded by the White House in June, leading to the largest coordinated demonstration against Trump to date since his return to the Oval Office. The protests were overwhelmingly peaceful, and organizers at the time said they specifically did not plan an event in Washington to avoid a conflict. Breitbart News Entertainment editor Jerome Hudson reported that when the No Kings protests took place in June, the Trump administration mocked the event, citing low attendance. The last No Kings protests occurred in June. President Donald Trump's White House mocked the event, citing low attendance. The rallies were also drowned out by President Trump's U.S. Army 250th anniversary celebration held in Washington, D.C., a televised primetime event that included a massive military parade, live music performances, and a fireworks show. Emerson Johnson's comments on the upcoming Hate America rally come as a new Harvard/Harris poll found that when asked who they supported in the Israel-Hamas conflict, 68% of Democrats said Israel, while 32% said Hamas. The survey was conducted between October 1 to 2, and surveyed among 2,413 registered voters.